Senator Mark Begich says the U.S. Postal Service has agreed to roll back its parcel post rate hike for shipments to rural Alaska. In a Senate committee hearing today, he added an amendment to a postal reform bill to undo the increase imposed last week for in-state mail to communities not linked by road. But he says he secured a separate commitment from the Postmaster General to lower rates immediately or as soon as the post office can change its machines. Begich said at the hearing today, the increase had unintended consequences for Alaska.
This was a national decision to make sure that if there's competition, you'd have a different kind of rate structure. In rural Alaska, the Postal Service is dominant. They are a monopoly.
Rural Alaskans rely on parcel posts to receive all kinds of goods and merchandise. Begich says Alaskans have been complaining to him that new rates had them paying as much as 50% more for delivery. Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman says the Postal Service gets it.
Senator Begich, we understand that in Alaska, the effect of these price increases could potentially have a disproportionate impact because of the lack of roads, for example.
For large freight deliveries, rural Alaskans benefit from bypass mail, an Alaska-only subsidy that costs the Postal Service more than $70 million a year. Nothing in the postal reform bill that cleared the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee today would change that program. Still, Begich is claiming credit for saving it. Begich told reporters he's been able to persuade budget hawks like Republican Senators Tom Coburn and John McCain, who 2 years ago tried to kill it.
They knew if there was any attempt to strip away bypass mail or diminish it, that I would cause havoc to this bill and make sure this bill never gets out of committee.
A spokesman for Senator John McCain says the Arizona senator still doesn't support bypass mail. Begich warns the program may face stiff opposition in the House.